Well, folks, it is your old buddy Luke Clayton, and how about this awesome music, Western Swing and Other Things? I'm glad we're piggybacked in our little outdoor show with Western Swing and Other Things, because people that like that kind of music have just got to love hunting and fishing. That's what we're about to talk about. We're going to talk about catching bass, largemouth bass, with somebody that's been catching largemouth bass for a long time. Larry Large, who guides down in deep east Texas, kind of down around Lake Fork. Larry, are you with us today, buddy?
I sure am.
Thank you for being here. Let's talk about catching bass. And I think, of course, you fish Lake Fork, which is a renowned big bass lake in east Texas, east of Dallas, of course. And you fish a couple of three other really good bass lakes in east Texas. But folks are listening to us from Nebraska to all the way down through Kansas, western Kansas, western Oklahoma, eastern Colorado, the Panhandle. They're not all going to be fishing on Lake Fork, but a bass is a bass. Now, the pattern right now that you would think, what would a guy, if he just wants to go out and say you were going to fish a brand new lake up in Kansas, which you've done. What are you going to be looking for to get those bass in the boat, Larry?
Right now, the main ingredient is water temperature. If the water temperature is under 80 degrees, those bass are going to be in shallow water. I'm looking for any kind of grass, cattails, any kind of structure close to the bank. I'll start early in the morning with topwater baits, buzz bait, yellow magics. Cloudy days, those may work all day long. Windy days, I'll throw a small spinnerbait, and an underspin is a very underrated bait. It is totally weedless when rigged right. You can pitch it up in that grass and put a swimming fluke on it, and I'll tell you what, just hang on, because like you said, bass are bass. They're going to bite. The key is finding them and then presenting them with something that they will eat.
Larry, that underspin, you know, you've described it to me off the air, and I think I've got, if it's a bait I'm thinking about, they're not new. I mean, they've been around. The little wire suspends like a willow leaf blade, correct?
Yes, it's just basically a jig head, and I use the one here because we're catching huge fish that's got a 5-aught hook in it. They also make a 3/16 ounce with a 3-aught hook. But you have to use a smaller swim bait, you know, on it. Use a 3.5-inch swimming fluke instead of a 5-inch bait. But, man, you rig it weedless, and it's just pitch it wherever you want to throw it. You really can't get it hung up unless you wrap it around something 4 or 5 times.
Yep. You know, the only other bait that when I go bass fishing, which – here by the house, I've been catching some bass, too. And I went down to our buddy Mark's place, and you almost have to hide from them down there, Larry. It's about a 30-acre lake. Yeah, I know. It's a good place. But a plastic worm, you know, getting in the cover where the bass are and using a bait that you won't stay hung up with, that's really kind of key right now. I mean, to any bass fishing, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, we throw a lot of top-toed frogs and stuff over grass and everything else. But the whole key right now is to fish that top 5 to 6 foot of water. During the middle of the day when those fish will back off of that grass just a little bit, I don't go out into 25, 30 foot of water. I just go along parallel grass in about 4 to 6 foot of water with a little square bill crankbait.
I'm with you.
And it works just fantastic.
Well, I know your years of guiding, you learn a lot being out there every day. Larry, we are just about out of time. I will invite folks to learn more about your fishing and hunting endeavors. Give us your website real quick, if you would, please.
It's huntingeasttexas.com.
Awesome. Larry, we'll get you back soon, and we'll talk some more outdoors. How about it?
Hey, it sounds great.
Now back to the music, folks. Today's High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT that I use to night hunt with, and Catfish Bubblegum.